Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy. Yep, 7:06 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, knucklehead day. Yep, that is, that's who, Tim Walz, even, he says he's one.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
That's not encouraging.
He's only a knucklehead at times, you know. Hopefully it won't be when he gets the 3 a.m. call. Remember, whoever becomes vice president is literally, as they say, cliched but true, a heartbeat away from the presidency. You want this guy, you know, President Xi is on the line, and he thinks we're trying to attack them.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, sweetly! We're not attacking you. I was just a victim of circumstance. Yeah. Hey, knucklehead.
Yeah.
That's not what we want. No. It's somebody who's supposed to be presidential. Certainly.
He really did come off looking a little like Don Rickles sometimes, didn't he?
I would say yes, except I like Don Rickles.
Me too. Yeah.
But no, I get you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to go, which one of the Three Stooges does this knucklehead look like?
And absolutely.
And that wasn't really working for me.
Yeah, right.
But you got it with Don Rickles.
Don Rickles. Very
much. Yeah.
Yeah. No offense to Don Rickles.
Absolutely none. All right. Here's an overview from Fox. As Vance and Walz went at it, they faced off last night, a first and only debate, sparring over issues like foreign policy, border security, abortion, climate change, introducing themselves and their records to the American people. Just 5 weeks to Election Day, and of course, voting has already begun in so many areas. And that breaks down to this. Does the debate have an impact on voting? Probably not. Does who's on your ticket? Has that mattered in the past in a lot of elections? Probably not.
Not the big picture, no.
No. Yeah. And who did they use for the example of that? Was it potato? How to spell
Dan
potato?
Quayle. Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle. Well, remember, they won. That was Dukakis. Mm-hmm. So if it was about the VP being astute or squared away, and nothing against him either, but... That was, it goes to show you that the VP candidate doesn't generally carry a great deal of weight in the minds of voters. You know, those of us, you know, that listen and participate and are somewhat news junkies. Now, to us, we pay attention to these things and we realize the importance of a vice president and the role they play and could possibly play in the future. Well, if you're looking at it from that standpoint, there can be no doubt in anyone's mind that the person who is much more commanding, mm-hmm. much more at ease, whose answers made sense. I mean, it's J.D. Vance.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, get some input. And good morning, Pete. What are your thoughts?
The listeners of WSKY owe you and Greg a debt of gratitude for watching and analyzing the debate. So we didn't have to waste our time with it, and we didn't add anything to CBS television ratings because we don't have to watch the debate. We can get analysis on the sky. And quickly, if I may, John Amos, the actor you were talking about, I bet a lot of Sky listeners would know him from Die Hard 2. He was the major that commanded the turncoat soldiers that were helping the bad guys.
Oh, yes. I completely forgot that.
Yep.
All right. Always a pleasure. Pete, right on. Yeah, I watched it off of Fox. Fox did like a simulcast of the debate.
Right.
So CBS didn't get any ratings from me.
Good boy. Good
Actually, boy. I worked for CBS for a time. CBS Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, way back in the day. And it was just me and Rather.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did I ever tell you that story? So we had an affiliate. I mean, we're part of the CBS, you know, news and all of that. Mm-hmm. We were actually CBS corporately owned, all right, a rock station I worked at in Tampa. And so we have an AM, FM. And there was a phone in the newsroom, and they said, hey, that will go straight to the anchor's desk. And at the time, CBS, it was Dan Rather. And I said, yeah, right. They said, try it. I picked up the phone. Rather. It's exactly Rather. Dan Rather
did
answered
totally,
the phone.
Did that just totally freak you out?
Yes. Yes.
I figured it would.
And I feel bad for Rather because how many times has that happened?
Oh, my goodness.
When you have a direct line from the newsroom to him.
Every new guy is going to try it just to see if it's real.
Exactly. Well, maybe not. They weren't all as
gullible.
Immature. Well, both immature, naive, and yet.
You're kind of like hoping it really is, just so you can say you did.
I didn't think it out that far. I didn't. Oh, okay. I'm like come on, man. You're not going to BS the young guy. I'm smarter than that. Mm-hmm. So I picked up the phone.
And then it, well, yeah.
Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines this time. Jerry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I think with the debate last night, one thing I really enjoyed was the fact that both men were actually civil and talked about substantive policy issues. And I think that's good for the American people to hear, because this decision and this election is so consequential. It's about the policy of governance. What type of government we want? Do we want a government that's more intrusive and tries to control the social agenda, or do we want a government that's less intrusive and is going to have policies that are more pro-family, pro-economic growth, and we can afford housing and afford our groceries? It's very, very consequential, and I think that the debate really showed those policies to the American people to make a choice.
Thank you for pointing that out. And that, my mind went to debate, free speech. You can have your opinion. Was it interfered with J.D. Vance's ability to answer some of the questions and to, to address some of the things that Wall said? Yeah, it was made difficult by the moderators, who cut him off a couple times. And all he was doing was telling the truth. And that reminded me that, I think it was Glenn Beck was talking about it yesterday, what John Kerry had said about the First Amendment, the freedom of speech. He actually said it would be easier to govern if you had some kind of control over that. I got to tell you, and I'll find it. I'll find the story, because what he said, it just put a chill up my spine. In other words, it's just like out of Orwell's, like 1984. Like, they really want to have a Department of Truth or whatever they called it.
Yep.
And he exemplified that. In other words, you know, it's always their version of things mm-hmm. is the truth in their minds.
Right.
It was frightening. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that he brought up last night that Kamala's going down that road.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
no, we see that going the left, pushing that further and further.
Yep.
They used to be the defenders of the First Amendment and free speech, right?
Not so much. No.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Donnie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I just wanted to know about Dan Rather. What's the frequency, Kenneth?
There you go. That was the famous line when he was mugged, I guess, in New York. And that's what the mugger said, whispered in his ear. What's the frequency, Kenneth? And then the band R.E.M. made a song out of it.
One of the things that kind of got Dan Rather in a little hot water was when he was broadcasting from somewhere and did about three takes of, I'm Dan Rather live. Okay, take two. He wasn't really live. He was recording it.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's a little smoke and mirrors, a little broadcast magic going on. But we are live and local. We are the Bob Rose Show and Greg Cassidy. And it is time for What's Bugging You. Chance for you to call in and get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
While the internet wallows on the all-consuming AI spin,
they're taking over.
If you cross them, they find ways to basically do propaganding.
No one thinks for themselves.
So what's bugging you?
That's right.
Big tech
hiding the real truth.
Woke AI.
Because the only spin that matters is yours. This is What's Bugging You.
Yeah.
Call now on 97.3 The Sky.
7:20, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call in now, though, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. Good morning, Rosebud. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. First of all, let me just say I know Knucklehead, and that liberal doofus Tim Conway lookalike is not Knucklehead. And what's bugging me this morning is I'm watching the news this morning on TV, and FEMA is all over Gainesville knocking on doors. They had a reporter following them around trying to get somebody, I guess, to come on camera. Following them around, beating on the front doors. FEMA, we're here to help with the nice manicured lawns, air conditioning's blowing. They probably couldn't hear you because they're sleeping with the AC cooking. The roof's all nice. They're over there. Hey, folks. Hey, FEMA. Come on over here. You want to find people that need help? Come over here. I've been out since Friday morning, day into the dark, everywhere in my community. Fanning Springs, Trenton, Chiefwood. I went over toward Old Town. It's bad. And all these bad places. I ain't seen people. All I see is Governor DeSantis. I see our National Guard here, and I see fire to rescue people coming as far away from Miami, coming up here with high water stuff, trying to help us over here. Hey, FEMA, we're here. Come and see us. Don't worry about Gainesville. The tree huggers have got it all under control over there. That's what's bugging me. Have a nice day, boys. Thank you for listening.
All right, Rosebud. Interesting, because we got a call off the air about asking Kat Kamick, when we have her on at 8:05, about Alachua and Gilchrist County being like, what's their status? Are they going to get federal dollars, et cetera? Right. It sounds like Rosebud just addressed that.
I think so.
Okay, let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I'm not sure if you remember about 3.5 years ago when Texas and Louisiana froze over. Alleged President Joe Biden came out and said, yeah, the ice has melted. And he's about to do this thing right now in North Carolina. He was a storm passed through. And if we're lucky, he'll have Kamala Harris in tow to explain how a hurricane is a whole bunch of wind and rain for all of us and stuff. So, yeah, it's basically a vote-getting mechanism. It's basically a campaign. All right, take care.
Yeah, and somewhat late in the game.
Yeah.
But really, the most important thing is that the people get help, the people get aid, more so than them. 877-975-9825. And good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Hey, in a rare moment of honesty, Tampon Tim was so self-reflective because only knuckleheads believe that mutilated transsexual boys menstruate, hence putting tampons in the boys' room. And I was really disappointed that Vance didn't get that in to illustrate just how insane these Democrats are. That really bugged me. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no, thank you. Hey, but he did get a lot of good stuff.
He did. Yeah, we had a couple listeners call off air that kind of had the same thing that was bugging them a little bit this morning. There were opportunities that maybe Vance missed on. But you got to remember, this was his first big debate. Even afterwards, he said he was nervous. So the fact that you're not going to catch everything, not surprising. But he did a much better job of looking composed than deer in the headlights Walls did.
Yeah, and he had answers for the propaganda that was being spewed out by Walls. It's their general circulating leftist propaganda. Let's go to 877-975-9825. Call in now. We got some open lines, and we'll find out what's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Right now, though, let's talk to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is this longshoreman strike and the fact that Biden won't enforce or enact the Taft-Hartley regulations. I got a gut feeling he wants the economy to get even worse, and he really wants Harris to lose. This is his way of getting even for pulling the coup on his butt, and that's what I believe.
Yeah, I was trying to think of what the motivation would be either way, but the Taft-Hartley thing, Really, it would get us through the election. It's like an 80-day period where they'd be forced to go back to work, but they'd also be at the bargaining table trying to hammer things out. And, you know, maybe not Biden, but somebody could take an active role in trying to, you know, make them or help them to come to some agreement. But in the meantime, this would be a terrible time that will affect farmers, manufacturing, goods and services. I mean, it'll put a... But then again, you look at it like, who's the party of chaos? They used to take advantage, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. And then they learned, but we can create our own crisis. We don't have to wait for one to come along. And that's exactly what is unfolding here. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Okay. Well, I know that, Brian Donalds, representative down in Florida, he went on the Charlemagne the God, the breakfast club thing. He's the only one that I've heard say this, and Vance could have said this, is everybody says, well, but Kamala Harris isn't the president. It's not her fault. It's not her fault. The economy, everything is not her fault. You ask a black voter, well, you know, we have to wait and see what she can do as a president. No, she's already done it, like he pointed out to the Breakfast Club. She was the tie-breaking vote, and somebody needs to point out all of the tie-breaking votes that she was the tiebreaker that ruined this country.
Oh, yeah, no, and I'm happy to speak on that, which I have since the beginning. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Look, her hands are dirty. I mean, yeah, she had a role to play, whether it's, you know, the border czar or whatever. She didn't handle those duties. So you want to give her a promotion based on her failure to execute or do anything impressive at all in that role. And so some people want to give her a promotion just to see, you know? Yeah. Yeah. You know, you weren't very good at selling, so we'll make you the sales manager?
No.
How often does that work out?
No.
Let's go to Chris. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Longtime lefty here who listens to your show every morning. You guys do a great job, by the way, even though I disagree with pretty much everything you say. What's bugging me is, you know, that we're talking, all the talking heads this morning are acting really like anything is consequential from that debate last night. Everybody's pretty much already made up their mind. I think what stood out to me last night with Vance and Walz is that both of them clearly articulated messages and sounded really good at supporting their arguments with facts. And that was been missing for the last 10 years when Biden and Trump are just like incoherently babbling all the time. So it was refreshing to see two guys that like really articulated strong messages last night.
Well, look, hey, we found something we agree on. The decorum, the manners,
yes.
The way they let each other speak and just how they handled themselves. Yes, it was. I agree. Very, very good and refreshing.
It was.
Yep. We could use more of that.
Mm-hmm.
It is 7:28. Thank you for participating in What's Bugging You. Coming up at 8:05, we will talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick and get her take on the debate. But maybe more importantly, local response, FEMA response to, Hurricane Helene and all of the fallout. Coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. What John Kerry said may be of greater consequence than really the entire debate last night. I'll explain. Good morning and welcome. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, I want to give you the code word, too. We are so happy to be involved with the World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest, and we've got your VIP tickets. This event will go over two Saturdays, this coming Saturday, and on the 12th as well. You could have a pair of VIP tickets, good for all the fun, access to the VIP lounge, exclusive menu offerings, a half-liter beer stein with included first pour. Right now you need to text OCTOBER to 20357. Message and data rates apply. And then we'll give you another code word again tomorrow. But today, get on board. Text OCTOBER. That's OCTOBER to 20357. Good luck on that. J.D. Vance answering the question about, hey, you said some really nasty things about Trump. Well, you know, how are you going to defend that, basically? That's how that went down. I'm going to get to that. But first, John Kerry called the First Amendment a major block to combating misinformation and fighting climate change. He was a World Economic a panel on green energy on Wednesday. Quote, "You know, there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities in order to guarantee that you're going to have some accountability on facts, etc. But look, if people only go to one source and the source they go to is sick and, you know, has an agenda, they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence." Now, listen, if you take the words that he says, and again, I have to revert back to this as very Karl Marxist of him, because what he's doing is, if a conservative said that, I've probably said that, maybe not curbing free speech per se, but the statement about if you only go to one source and that source they go to is sick, and, you know, has an agenda, they're putting out disinformation, I would think automatically the person's referring to the mainstream media. Yes. What an impact they have. Look, they control 90% of the overall media. And any kind of conservative thought, conservative talk, constitutes about 10%. So even that little voice that's trying to hang on for dear life, he wants to extinguish that. In fact, he says, hammer it out of existence.
Wow.
But he went on. Now, this, this is like, really? Like, where were you born and raised? Leningrad? He continued. So what you need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change. In other words, it'll free up the left to thoroughly squash the right.
Kind of like Obama. We won. Basically, shut up. We won.
And he also suggested this was an issue unique to democracies. The dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing. It is part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. In other words, he's saying that we're the government. When we give you information, we are by that building a consensus. Don't you agree? Don't you agree? Don't you agree? But we'll never give you the other side of the equation ever.
And it because, I'm sorry.
Because there is no other side.
And it seems like he's saying if we can get enough people on our side, then yours doesn't matter anymore. Your free speech does not matter.
Which reverts back to mob rule is really what democracy is. So as long as they can get a slender majority, then they can obliterate the minority. And that's precisely where they're headed. It's precisely what they want to do. And then listen to this. He says, the referees we used to have, and I don't know what that means. I guess he means by referees, he means just having, you know, three or four networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and maybe PBS or NPR as part of that. He says, he said that the referees we used to have to determine what is fact and what isn't a fact have kind of been eviscerated to a certain degree. And people go and self-select where they go for their news, for their information. And then you get into a vicious cycle. Now, that's true that people, you know, the smartphone has made that far too easy. The algorithms, social media and all that, it does. It just pumps you back things that that is, you know, part of what you're interested in, shall we say. In another comment, he said democracies around the world are struggling with the absence of a sort of truth arbiter. So the referees were the ones that, you know, they tended to lean just a little left, you know, but to him, they were referees. They were very balanced. Well, we know they weren't. Okay. And it got worse and worse and worse. But he says the absence of a sort of truth arbiter. Again, George Orwell warned us. Wow. 1984, the Department of Truth. Arbiter of Truth. Who he says there's an absence of it. In other words, it's a problem that we don't have an arbiter of truth. Well, okay, what was the truth? Was ivermectin really bad for you, or did it help? Right? I mean, that's just one small example. Hey, is it good to keep the kids out of school, or should they have been back to school sooner, not, you know, and wearing masks? Did that have a negative impact, et cetera? So that line of what this, you know, the so-called truth is, sometimes that changes as you get more information. But you can't get more information if you tell them to shut up, can you?
He sounds like a great candidate for president on the Democratic
No, he ticket, sounds like he? A great candidate for a yes. dictatorship.
Well, there's that. Well, there's not so much difference as there used to
he
be.
He said there's no one who defines what facts really are. Oh, wow. I agree. It's very difficult to find the truth if that's what you're seeking. Mm-hmm. It is very difficult, more so now than it was 20 years ago. I agree. But who would you? Who would you put in any sort of charge to define what facts really are, what the truth really is?
Yeah.
First of all, who's capable of that?
Uh-huh.
Who's capable of determining that?
Wow.
That's why you have free speech, so people can openly disagree. And you can bury, you can shout, you know, it's climate change going to kill us all, and then bury your head in the sand because you don't want to hear any evidence that says maybe that's not true or maybe that it's not man-made. So you don't want to hear any evidence. Well, this is the same thing. You want to squash anybody or anything that is going to go against you and this political agenda-driven juggernaut that will destroy anything in its path that if it tries to stop the message that John Kerry and the other leftists want to jam down your throats. I mean, they're not satisfied having 90% of the media on their side. That's not enough. And he said, if we could strip away some of the fear-mongering, that wow. came from Al Gore, that came from your pal, that fat guy from Michigan State, that all came from them. Right now, we should be 12 feet under sea from my exact broadcast location.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Talk about fear-mongering, and you say, Trump's going to be a dictator? Oh, that's not fear-mongering. Compare him to Hitler? No, that's not fear-mongering. You are the people that are doing the fear-mongering. So, yeah, I just think it is frightening that that is his thought process. That he says, you know, free speech just gets in the way of a good democracy. That's basically what he's saying.
Wow.
And
scary.
And that maybe he wants to be the arbiter of truth when he's not busy wind sailing.
Well, you know.
7:45.
Saving the
planet. On the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Congresswoman Kat Kamick, we're going to talk to her about 20 minutes. All right? News Talk 97.3. The Sky. You want the code word again?
Yeah, a couple times an hour would be good to remind folks.
I already gave it twice, but I'll do it again.
Did you? Okay, that's all right.
You're the executive producer.
I wasn't keeping score this hour.
Anybody who's an executive who has anything to do with the show, I listen to.
That was your best line. Hold on.
You know, sometimes, Greg, I'm just a knucklehead. I do the best I can.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
I told you. We've got your Oktoberfest VIP tickets. This is two Saturdays in a row, the 5th and the 12th. This is going to be at the World Equestrian Center. You know it's going to be a great time.
Oh, yeah.
They do everything very, very well. All right, so you have VIP lounge, special menu offerings, complimentary half-liter beer stein, including your first pour. You need to text October to 20357. Message data rates apply, and the code word will change daily, but today's word is October. Text October to 20357. Good luck on that. Vice presidential debate last night. J.D. Vance was asked, and he knew it was coming, and he's been asked this before, because there was a period of time where he disagreed with Trump.
Right.
So listen to how long-winded. I'll try to get through it quickly. Senator Vance, in 2016, you called your running mate Donald Trump unfit for nation's highest office. You said he could be America's Hitler. This was the moderator, Margaret Brennan, last night. I know you've said, you've been asked many times. If he's been asked many times, why are you asking again? But anyway, you said you regret those comments and explained that you then voted for Trump in 2020. But the Washington Post reported new messages last week in which you also disparaged Trump's economic record while he was president. Writing to someone in 2020, Trump thoroughly failed to deliver his economic populism, you said. You're now his running mate, and you've shifted many of your policy stances to align with his. If you become vice president, why should Americans trust that you will give Donald Trump the advice he needs to hear and not just the advice he wants to hear? Listen to this. He said, first of all, Margaret, because I've also been open and sometimes, of course, I've disagreed with the president, but I've also been extremely open about the fact that I was wrong about Donald Trump. I was wrong, first of all, because I believed some of the media stories that turned out to be dishonest. Yeah.
Take that.
Take that. That couldn't be.
Oh, man.
That couldn't be a better answer. He says,
awesome.
Yep, I believed some of the media stories that turned out to be dishonest fabrications of the record. But most importantly, Donald Trump delivered for the American people. Rising wages, rising take-home pay, an economy that worked for normal Americans, a secure southern border. A lot of things, frankly, that I didn't think he would be able to deliver on. And yeah, when you screw up, when you misspeak, when you get something wrong and you change your mind, you ought to be honest with the American people about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he answered that so well. Here you have the lefty agenda-driven media represented by Margaret Brennan and Nora O'Donnell right there on national TV doing exactly what they do, push and promote a left-of-center agenda, definitely an anti-Trump agenda, and he put them right back in their place.
That was awesome.
All right, let's go to Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Tom, you're on the air.
Boy, he's callers who are calling in and did not watch the debate really missed out on a lot. First of all, for Walz, that guy should be running for president, not this moron Kamala Harris who can't answer a question. I mean, I think he really did well with what you're working for, and she's done absolutely nothing. She has not, I mean, she hasn't changed a bit. She's a cackling jackass, and she's a construct. This guy at least was governor, and as much as I disagree with everything he does politically, he had some answers. And yeah, he was the stooge guy, like you said. That was absolutely correct. J.D. Vance knocked it out of the park. That guy is brilliant. He's well spoken. He did a great job reaching across to Walz. I love the guy. He's fantastic. I wish Trump would take a few cues from Vance and everything would be, I mean, he's got all Trump's policies, but he's got a demeanor and intelligence that I haven't seen any other politician with. Maybe DeSantis is right up there. So, boy, I hope we have a Trump, J.D. Vance presidency. I think this country will be in great shape. Worst case scenario, we get the idiot and Walz, and the idiot bows out and at least also do a better job than she would. Anyway, guys, love to hear what you have to say. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm afraid he might turn out to be have a relationship with the Chinese Communist government that we're not going to be comfortable with. I think that is going to turn out to be true. We'll see.
And he likes those 50 languages in the school systems in his area where he loves his cultural diversity a little too much.
Look, he tried to appeal to the, you know, to mainstream America, and in that he did very, very well. He did not show his hardcore leftist roots. And he found himself noddingly kind of agreeing with a lot of what J.D. Vance was saying as well. So, yeah, but I'm with you, J.D. Vance. This, if Trump could get in and then J.D. Vance can continue, that is what it's going to take. 12 years to really turn this giant ship around, at least. But good things could be on the horizon if that indeed is what occurs, in my opinion.
Saw a couple of Vance 2028 posts on Facebook this morning. I thought was kind of kind of funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. That's all said. Just advanced 2028.
Well, and people talk about the consequences of the debate or inconsequential, whatever the case may be. And, yeah, there's a lot of truth to that.
If you're looking forward.
Yeah. But it also is kind of really introducing, in some circles, J.D. Vance to the people directly. So they get a chance to kind of see him and hear him in his own words versus going through the filter of the lefty media. So, you know, maybe some moderates, some swing voters, you know, some of the independents who, you know, didn't know much about him other than what the left tried to lie about. Now they see and hear with their own ears and their own eyes. Let's go to Steve. Good morning.
You know, one thing that I keep hearing is, oh, we're producing more oil than ever. Well, your policies are not going to continue that trend because the administration, the Biden administration, has taken a lot of the oil leases off the market, and the policies that Trump put in place and the time it takes to develop the oil fields are why we're able to produce the oil that we are. For them to stand up and claim it's their doing is typical.
Yeah, Trump put us in the position to be able to produce more. So you've got several years sort of delay, if you will. We won't feel the effects of the policies of Biden and Kamala to any great degree, maybe for two more years, if nothing is done to change it. But if they get in, well, I don't even want to talk about that. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. We're going to get her take on a host of things, including what she thought about the debate and the federal response to Hurricane Helene. That's all coming up right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.